Welcome to the Triple BFM radio play, Panto Express Cinderella. This script, co-written by Stephen Lanigan O'Keefe and Simon Hall, brings a fresh and engaging adaptation of the classic fairy tale and timeless pantomime with a twist of the Barossa.
Some time ago and far away is where we set our scene. A tiny country where there reigned a wealthy king and queen. Their son, the prince, requested invitations sent to all to help him celebrate his birthday at a fancy ball. But 'twasn't just a ball to mark another year of life. This ball was where the prince would have to choose his future wife. To look the part, a prince's bride, e.g. one Parker Bowles, the girls in town in one fell swoop cleared every rack of coals. In one house in this kingdom lived a poor and lonely maiden. With chores each day and chores each night, her soul was heavy laden. She worked until her hands and feet were red and sore with blisters, a slave to her stepmother and her horrible stepsisters.
Cinderella!
Yelled the stepmother.
Go scrub the kitchen floor. Then get some Mr. Muscle on that grimy oven door. Then after that, peel all the taters, chop up all the onions. Then sand off all my calluses and massage all my bunions.
Their other servant, Buttons, was an amiable fella who secretly had feelings for the lovely Cinderella. If Cinders ever gave a smile, he melted in its power and had to go and lock himself away for half an hour. But on this day he couldn't have distractions of this kind. He had to read a message which the prince himself had signed.
You have to hear this, everyone. Candida, bubonica.
Isn't it a lovely day, everybody? The sun is shining and the birds are chirping. Oh, it's good to be alive. I feel as young as Kanye's current wife and as fresh as a Bienenstock from Lindock. I haven't a care in the world except what colour gumboots I should wear to breakfast. Now, where's that twin sister of mine? She's not as pretty as me. You'll hear her before you see her, as her bones creak like the floorboards in an abandoned attic. While she massacres, I feel pretty. Someday my prince will come, while all the single ladies is fast becoming her theme song. And her face, a bulldog chewing a wasp. Unlike my porcelain perfection masterpiece, destined to be seen on posters everywhere.
Yes, lost. Winston, 4-year-old bull terrier. I hope you weren't bad-mouthing me to all and sundry again. Ugh, typical big sister.
Big sister? Bad-mouthing you, my sweet sister, would I? Don't you remember I dedicated that song to you on the Triple B FM karaoke show?
Yes, Who Let the Dogs Out? How could I forget?
Darling sister, it wasn't meant to be that. It should have been the first time ever I saw your face in remembrance of when the obstetrician saw your face when you were born. He slapped our mother.
He never.
Oh, look, there's Buttons. He was there. Let's ask him.
Don't you look handsome today, Buttons?
Oh, get away. You'll never guess what just happened to me. Well, I was just sitting in the kitchen watching Cinderella doing the washing up when there was a knock at the door. And guess who was at the door? No, guess.
Was it Richard McGrath showing off his haircut?
Nope.
Was it that lovely Peter Malinowskis in Lycra bike shorts?
Ooh, lovely.
Nope.
Was it Ray White calling an auction?
Where the prices keep going down instead of up?
No, you silly sisters. It was the Prince's Herald.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was.
And he gave me these.
These being what exactly?
Tickets to the Royal Ball on Saturday night.
Straight after the footy all day at Lindock, I'll be knackered. All that chatting and cheering and pretending to be interested.
You're doing the oranges, dear.
No oranges. There'll be tears.
So you don't want to meet the prince then?
The prince?
Yes, the prince. And he wants to meet everyone in the kingdom, right down to the poorest scullery maid. Give me those tickets back.
Only if you give me a kiss first. Come on, give us a smacker.
Yeah, I'd rather sit through Married at First Sight on a loop. I love but only one. Cinders is my secret love.
Aww. Which of us do you love more, Buttons? Her or me? Surely it can't be this great lump of re-injected cellulite. Of course, I'm prettier by far.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, don't start that again. I love one who has passion and honesty and is quite the opposite of you two Nuriapa no-hopers.
No-hopers?
Nuriapa?
My daughters, dry your tears now, Nuri no-hopers you are not. You're treasured in the valley. By their standards you are hot. Buttons, tell the prince's page that we are grateful for his calls, and we never would miss any of the prince's wondrous balls.
Cinderella!
Boom the stepsisters, now filling her with dread.
Say which of us is sure to turn the prince's royal head?
He's going for me, of course. It's not rocket science.
I'll go back to your room and just write prince on an appliance.
Now, girls, be ladies. No prince wants to see you quibble. When Princey sees the two of you, you both will make him dribble.
I wish I could come with you.
To the prince's bowl? Oh, please. No prince would choose a girl who's always on her hands and knees. Get back to work.
And Cinderella did as she was told, the whole day sweeping ashes, scrubbing floors and scraping mould.
Now go and look your best, my dears, and if you catch his eye, I'm sure the prince would have you both. He seems the type who'd try.
Oh, can't I come, stepmother? Roll balls look like such fun, and the invitation did say he invited everyone.
Dear Cinders, did you really think you'd ever be a catch?
You think he'd chew the most misshapen muffin of the batch?
You're just so disagreeable in oh so many facets. The prince will never look at you. You haven't got the assets.
Then Cinderella wept as she gave a little sniff. The girl stepmother changed her tone and sweetly spoke.
As if. Stepdaughter dear, I hear your pain, and yes, I know your plight. I think I know a way that you can come with us tonight. You see this bowl of wattle seeds?
She threw them in the fire.
If I come home from having done my shopping in the shire, and you have fished them out of here, you shall go to the bowl. But that means, Cinderella, that you have to find them all.
My stepmother must be the cruelest woman in the land. The ball's a far-off dream unless the seeds are in my hand. How will I ever get the chance to dance with royalty? I know, my friends, the birds can come and pick them out for me. Dear birds, did you find all the seeds?
At last, we haven't got them.
There's one or two that we can't get. Our beaks can't touch the bottom.
Keep going, little birds.
Hurrah! I got that one last seed.
I knew your curved and pointed beak would meet her every need.
Stepmother, I found them all. Now can I come with you?
No, Mother. Cinderella can't be brought to public view.
They're right. The prince's ball is a phenomenon of taste. It's not a yearly platform for displaying human waste.
They won't accept the likes of you with awful attributes.
Besides, you haven't got a pair of fashionable gumboots.
Your carriage, ma'am, awaits.
Let's go!
They headed for the ball, with poor old Cinderella left at home to do precious little.
I hate my life. I hate this house. I hate my vile stepmother. I hate my two stepsisters, each more selfish than the other. Those harpies get to party while I sit among the ashes. With either girl, His Highness should prepare himself for rashes. I don't suppose I'll wear a dress or dance with him at all.
And suddenly she heard a voice.
You shall go to the ball.
Was that a voice I heard?
At last, I thought I'd never find you.
That voice again? Wherever is it coming from?
Behind you.
But who are you?
Why, Cinders, I'm your fairy god bacteriologist. I leave no petri dish unscanned, for that is my vocation. To grow your inner beauty is my next big cultivation.
The fairy took a swab from Cinderella's throat and eyes.
For here amongst the germs is where your secret beauty lies.
Good fairy, can you see it?
Goodness, have a look at that. So many germs, I bet they were transmitted by a bat. And in your hair, bacteria have been accumulating. Unless you have a wash, they'll go and do more duplicating.
Gee, thanks. You really give my low confidence a boost.
Aha! There's your secret beauty. Now the prince will be seduced. If I can isolate it and collect it on my wand, I'll cast a spell to make you less bottom of the pond. I hereby start your decontamination overhaul. With one wave of my magic wand, you shall go to the ball.
The fairy raised her magic wand and waved it in the air, transforming Cinderella's clothes, her face, and then her hair. Before her eyes, the serving girl became a stunning beauty, an enviable figure from her head down to her glutey.
Gosh, fairy god bacteriologist, for what more could I ask?
Just one more thing to top it off, a silky sequined mask. You'll mesmerise the prince, my dear. I'm sure you will impress. His highness will be gobsmacked by what's there beneath your dress. Yes, dear, I mean your shoes, for they are gumboots made of glass. Well, suede. Well, wood. Well, rubber. Even so, those boots are class.
The palace, though, it's miles away. I can't walk there in these.
Then help me with a spell to get you to the ball with ease. I need four mice to transform into carriage men for you. And then to make the carriage. Oh, that pumpkin there will do.
It's only paper mache.
It'll do to make this spell. Now watch as I transform the mice and pumpkins, cell by cell.
And when the fairy waved her wand, what happened then was this. The mice and pumpkin underwent a metamorphosis. The mice turned into carriagemen, all dressed in pearly white. The pumpkin then became a coach, a truly wondrous sight.
I can't thank you enough, good fairy.
Go, enjoy the ball. Be sure to find the royal prince. I hear he's very tall. This spell won't last forever when the bells of midnight sound. Depart the ball immediately and then be homeward bound.
And off went Cinderella in her carriage feeling grand. She felt like the most beautiful young woman in the land. Meanwhile, the ball had started. Everybody set to mingle. The stepsisters were on the case to make the prince unsingle.
I've heard the prince is really tall. Imagine Hugh Jackman meets Chris Hemsworth.
I heard he was more Nick Champion meets Tony Piccolo.
Ooh, yes, I'd happily be the tuna mayo in that sandwich. But it's not all about height.
That's right. You can tell a lot about a prince from his gumboots.
Ooh, yes, an ample size 9.
Why stop at size 9? Size 12 for me.
A foot's a foot, dear.
Pray hold your conversation and your mingling, if you please. Be silent for the entrance of their royal majesties.
Ooh, what a towering king and the most statuesque of queens. That prince must be a tall one if he's got his parents' genes.
We thank you all, dear subjects, for your presence here this night.
The joy upon your faces is itself a wondrous sight.
But words cannot express how overcome we are with joy.
May we present.
They took a breath.
The prince, the birthday boy.
Dear citizens, I cannot thank you lovely folks enough for coming here and looking nice and all that soppy stuff.
It was indeed the prince's voice, but he could not be seen. They looked around to find him.
Is he tucked behind a screen?
Where is he?
I can't see him.
But he's tall. He must stick out.
The prince came forth.
Let's make my birthday one to shout about.
The guests were stunned. This prince was not the titan they expected.
They paint them so much taller when they're socially connected.
The sisters couldn't comprehend, process it or absorb it.
So much for 6 foot princes. He's a royal Ronnie Corbett.
Before we start the dance contest, I've just got one thing to say. Select your partners, then make sure you dance the night away. Let's make this evening one where we can cast aside our troubles and let us do the waltz to I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
But once the guests had just about worn out their dancing shoes, the party stopped to see which girl the birthday boy would choose. He had to pick a girl with whom he'd dance away the night, and he spotted through the crowd a girl distinguished by her height. He'd learned that many girls were tall, and this should not concern him, so there they were, enchanted lovers, standing eye to sternum.
You caught my eye at once.
Up here, mate.
May I have this dance?
He kept 1 meter from her, but was thoroughly entranced.
Your eyes are precious gems, the likes of which I've never seen. As blue can be.
No, actually they're green.
But suddenly a ringing filled our heroine with dread.
Oh no, I have to go right now.
And Cinderella fled. As midnight chimed, she ran away, but lost her boot of gum, for pushing through the crowd was like the rams forming a scrum.
How will I see that girl again? My gumboot's all she's left, but if she's gone forever, then my heart will be bereft. Tomorrow I'll start a search to find my love so sweet. At least I'll get to spend all day with all the women's feet.
The ball came to a close and all the guests went their own way. And here is Cinderella back at work the following day.
You'll never guess who's coming, Cinders. Yes, His Royal Highness. I heard it from his page. Nice guy, but suffering from shyness. They're looking for the girl who stole the prince's royal heart. She ran off, but her perfume lingered like a silent fragrance. The way they danced together, oh, I couldn't look away. It warmed my cockles more than a Barossa Village open day. Their unrequited passion bubbling under like a geyser. Something stirred deep within me. Now where's that sanitizer?
I'll go and find you some more.
Oh, thank you, Cinderella. The last place I was using it was downstairs in the cellar.
And I said you'll have to do better than that if you think I'm going to take off all my clothes.
I completely agree, sister. And then what?
Well, you won't believe this.
No. So, did you take your clothes off?
Well, I relented just to keep the peace. You know how costume ladies are.
Listen, you two. The prince is coming here with his gumboot.
With his gumboot?
Yes, his gumboot.
What's he going to do with his gumboot?
The mind boggles.
Come along, girls. Haven't you heard? The prince is coming with his gumboot.
Yes, we heard.
His gumboot is the one that lanky tall girl left behind. I can't think what he saw in her, so gauche and unrefined. He should be warned. With skinny girls, you'll always be at odds. He wants a rugby-playing lass with well-developed quads. A girl to whose brute force and strength the prince will surely yield. A brawny lass who'll pick him up and throw him round the field. Where was I? Yes, the prince! He's coming!
With his gumboot, we know.
Then what are you waiting for? Get your lippy on!
I welcome you to this polite abode, Your Royal Highness. I'm afraid you'll have to find me as you take me. Us. I mean them. I mean, please have a seat. We have pancakes, we have frisoles, we've tomato sauce and fritters. Or perhaps a month-old biscuit and a lemon-lime and bitters?
No, thank you, for I've come here on a very serious mission. Whoever fits this gumboot will win the coveted position of my wife. I've tried my gumboot on each woman in the land, and every time a lady takes my gumboot in her hand, she's tried to squeeze her foot in. But alas, with no success. I hope I'll find my true bride here. This is my last address.
I think my foot will fit most gumboots. Move out of the way. Let's see if I can slip it in and make my mummy's day.
Once Button sanitised her foot, the fitting made her rankle. She couldn't get it in the boot thanks to her chunky ankle.
Ugh! It didn't fit your foot, but still, we won't let that upset us.
Right, move aside, Candida. Let the burger find the lettuce.
Second sister pushed and wriggled, but to no avail. She stamped her foot in bitterness and broke the Richter scale.
My goodness, this will never do. I've searched my whole dominion, and all the girls whose feet I've seen have not swayed my opinion. Does any other female person live within this house?
The Cinderella?
Shh, be quiet!
Quiet as a mouse.
Who is this Cinderella?
Oh, she's just a serving wench, in clothes she's never laundered, hence the vile and horrid stench.
But I insist I see her. Bring this serving girl to me.
And at that order, Cinders was brought out for him to see. Once Cinderella tried the gumboot on, a perfect fit, the prince said,
"This is my true bride and not a counterfeit. I knew there had to be one other girl here in this dwelling. I'm sure you're who I dance with, because now I can feel a swelling in my heart. Come be my bride, my dear, my lawful wedded wife."
"You're on. Stepmother, stepsisters, go keep your stinking life. Your Highness, I mean, darling, let me give you one big kiss as a sign of my enduring love and future wedded bliss."
Onlookers might suggest the use of lifts in the prince's shoes is like young Nicole Kidman locking lips with Tom Cruise.
"It's not that I don't love you, or don't think you're a fox."
"Here, I know. You can gain some height by climbing on my box."
We know the prince and Cinders both lived happily ever after. But what of all the others? Was there joy and mirth and laughter? The king and queen, their son now gone, looked round their empty halls.
"We'll miss our son, his hygiene, and his antiseptic balls."
The stepmom found new paths to power.
"Oh, yes indeed, my pretties. I've gone and joined 5 bowling clubs and got on their committees."
Poor Buttons never stood a chance with Cinders, not for toffee.
"I wonder if that herald wants to join me for a coffee."
We know their ways were wrong, but to the stepsisters' delight,
"We've both got boyfriends now, feet in proportion to their height."
We hope you've liked our pantomime. Give a little cheer. Call us at the station. We'd really love to hear. And if you need the perfect thing for ball gowns or for suits, head to Barossa Workwear
for the classiest gumboots.
And that brings our magical journey to a close. Thank you for joining us for Panto Express Cinderella, brought to life by the talented team at Triple BFM. This Triple BFM radio play was directed by Jane Feast and recorded and produced at the Triple B Studios by Ben Edwards, Steve Jones, and Olivia Hughes. From the Triple BFM radio play cast and crew, thank you for listening. And may your days be filled with magic, laughter, and happily ever afters.